Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadikarap, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, in the cheese-covered one-party post-constitutional bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy-mocracy of the United States of Listeria, with a patriotic salute to Uncle Salmonella and a hearty Heil Bush, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I know, I'm obsessed. There she is, Moose America. Well, I guess you are what you eat, huh? And did Bullwinkle Breath Sarah Palin abuse power in the state of Alaska? Well, maybe when she signed the executive order renaming the state Palinland, you know, maybe that was an indication. But the state of Alaska said, yes, she abused power related to Troopergate, but she can't read about it in the newspaper because she doesn't read the newspaper, and plus she calls it Tasergate anyway. But anyway, we knew she was abusing power the moment dementia stage of mad cow disease suffering John McCain named her to the McCain-unable ticket. The very way he introduced her to us, saying she knows how to solve problems. For example, he said, if she wakes up and finds a caribou on her lawn in the morning, she knows what to do. Kill it. Of course, he said it with his bomb, 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 Iran lack of reverence for life. Of course, he would say it, kill it. Oh, I hate when people call animals it, but of course, that's what he would say. But why is killing always the solution anyway for these demented cadaver eaters who have taken over our United States? Gov Enron Mint, why kill the caribou? I forgot. That's fun for Bullwinkle Breath, whose training in all of this did, you know, in her psychopathic behavior started at a very early age out there with Dad killing rabbits at age 10. And so it was long ago then, 34 years, right, that the rabbits started knowing that she abuses power, and of course the caribou and the bears and the moose, the wolves. No, she was abusing her power, as anyone who inflicts pain and suffering and death on innocent, powerless animals would be guilty of doing. So you can put lipstick on butchers and hunters, vivisectors, fur farmers, circus owners, rodeo operators, but they're all still a bunch of abusive power Sarah Palins killing for fun. Killing for fun, guilty of abuse of power, don't you think? Killing for greed, that would be guilty of abuse of power. Killing for food, right? I mean, that's also unnecessary, right? But you are what you eat, and all of this killing apparently now has totally killed our economy. More evidence that the most destructive force on Earth, the most destructive force against Earth, meat and dairy, if there were a devil, his products would be meat and dairy. And the devil is in the details. I started on this subject last week. I really think it's astonishing that our economic collapse is due to meat and dairy. And giving $700 billion to George W. Bush, the meat eater, only adds ketchup to the problem. And, you know, I'm not just saying this because...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
I mean, last week, it's really astonishing to me, even as I started considering this, and we began revealing, unraveling the truth of the collapse of the United States economy. Last week, we talked about billions and billions in subsidies for meat and dairy related to school lunch and other federal distribution programs. We talked about devalued property, real estate values, estimated at $26 billion for rural communities who are near factory farms. $26 billion in devalued real estate property. That coming to us from the Union of Concerned Scientists in their release, CAFOs Uncovered, Confined Animal Feeding Operations Uncovered, the Untold Costs of Confined Animal Feeding Operations, which came out in April 2008. I suggest you take a look for that and check it out. In the conclusions and recommendations of it, it says, the costs we pay as a society to support CAFOs in the form of taxpayer subsidies, pollution, harm to rural communities, and poorer public health is much too high. And they have tables for this. For example, conservative estimates of grain subsidies and manure distribution alone suggest that CAFOs would have incurred at least $5 billion in extra production costs per year if these expenses were not shifted onto the public. The figure would undoubtedly be much higher if truly adequate manure distribution were required. Although we do not have good national data for other costs quantified in the table they have here, and some that have not been quantified, such as water and energy use and water purification costs, they could amount to billions of dollars more per year. I mean, it's just it just goes through the roof. You consider all aspects of how meat and dairy just drain the economy in all ways. This was outlined in a very good article by Megan Nutting, a researcher, in an article called You Call Yourself an Environmentalist? And quoting her here, she says, animal agriculture poses a grave threat to the environment. I would therefore like to make an unpopular but indisputable claim. It is impossible to be a true non-hypocritical environmentalist and eat meat at the same time. Perhaps you are fighting for water conservation, or you are against rainforest destruction. Does topsoil erosion bother you? Water pollution? Energy overconsumption? Or are you fighting to rectify habitat and biodiversity loss? Is cancer a problem? Do dams disrupt ecosystems? Are we coping sufficiently with waste disposal? Are there too many greenhouse gases? If you are riled by any of these problems, then there is something you can do, because all of these problems are influenced in large percentages by the meat industry. And Ms. Nutting goes on to say, here, U.S. Agriculture creates more water pollution than do all other municipal and industrial sources combined. Iowa, Minnesota, and Missouri had 40 large manure spills in 1996. When a dike around a large lagoon in North Carolina failed, an estimated 25 million gallons of hog manure, twice the volume of oil spilled by the Exxon Valdez accident, was released into nearby fields and waterways. Virtually all aquatic life was killed along a 17-mile stretch of the New River. The meat industry not only pollutes the water, it uses up too much of it. More than half of all water use in the U.S. goes toward livestock production. The amount of water used in the production of a cow is sufficient to float a destroyer. It takes 25 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of wheat, but she says 2,500 gallons to produce 1 pound of meat. I have seen estimates up to 8,500 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of beef. Continuing with her article, she says, if you pass up one hamburger, you'll save as much water as you save by taking 40 showers with a low-flow nozzle, or as much water as it takes to maintain a typical household for an entire month. Currently, it is the taxpayers and the government who pay for this water. If water were not subsidized by U.S. taxpayers, common hamburger meat would cost $35 per pound, and 1 pound of beefsteak would be $89. Heavily contested dams that are being made to provide enough water for livestock and are consequently ruining many pristine habitats. India, China, North Africa, and the U.S. are all running freshwater deficits. And, you know, Well, I had dinner with my good friends, Philip Steer, this week, and Libra Max, and she was impressed when she found out that I went to Stuyvesant High School in New York City, a math and science high school. I thought, well, let's hear now look at what was just said about the true cost of meat. Let's look at the math equation here, that a hamburger would be $35 a pound if there weren't the water subsidies. A steak would be $90 a pound. So I must admit I haven't been to the butcher's counter lately. So I don't know what could a pound of steak be. Is it $10? Huh? Is that? So it should be $90. That means there's an $80 per pound subsidy that we're paying on this, Now, the average American eats about 70 pounds of beef per year. So we would multiply the 70 pounds times the $80, right? Is that right? So that would come out to about $6,000 per American. So, yeah, right. 5,600. So let's round it off because, you know, I went to Stuyvesant High School a long time ago. The math is fuzzy math. 6,000, right? 6,000 per American times 300 million Americans. So that's a $6,000 subsidy per year times 300 million Americans. Oh, that's a lot of zeros, zero, 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 zero. That's 369 zeros. So it's close to $2 trillion, right? That would be, could that be $1,800,000,000,000? So it's a 1,800, then 369 zeros after that. So that's close to $2 trillion in that subsidy alone, huh? Pretty amazing. All right. Going back to Ms. Nutting's article, she says U.S. agriculture creates, We read that one already, didn't we? Okay. Let's see here. So anyway, you get the idea. And she concludes, a plant-based diet is the single most significant contribution an individual can make to help minimize these ecological disasters. Most people in the rich countries don't need nearly as much protein as they are getting, and vegetable sources can provide the protein they do need. Every individual who switches to a total vegetarian diet, which means vegan, saves hundreds of thousands of gallons of water each year, saves an acre of trees, uses a fraction of the energy needed to produce a meat-based diet, and reduces the destruction of wildlife habitat, among other things. So very interesting viewpoint there. It's like subsidized mass suicide. What can I tell you? It's the tax that just keeps on taxing meat and dairy, and there, you know, and we'll continue on the subject in the weeks ahead. I was hoping to. Oh, and how can we continue eating meat and dairy? First of all, the UN says reduce consumption to stop global warming, but you know there are 6 billion human mouths to feed right now. There'll be 9 billion in 2050. So, what new planet are we going to have to produce all the meat? Huh? When we can feed everybody, we can end world hunger tomorrow if we stop with meat production. Sorry, I expected to have Dennis Kucinich on this week's program. You know how that goes. He's the official recognized president of Go Vegan Radio. You know, if all the voting machines weren't fixed in recent history, I'm sure he would be the one in the White House. But anyway, you know how it goes. He's busy trying to save the world, the only vegan in Cannes, Greece. And so we're hoping to have him on next week. This is the way it's gone before. We've had him. In fact, you can go to goveganradio.com and check out past interviews we've done with him. Go to the past show, June 14th, and then June 21st would be his most recent interview. We do hope to have him on next week. We have Ingrid Newkirk coming on in the near future. And on today's program, Marjorie Glickman, the director of the Sled Dog Action Coalition. We are going to talk about the Iditarod, that cruel race that happens in Alaska. Let's see, cruelty in Alaska? Could the Palins be involved? We'll find out today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We really need your help. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
Experiments on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veggienaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Can a chain of restaurants save the world? It can if it's vegan. Announcing the grand opening of Loving Hut Restaurants. Now open in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, Palo Alto at 165 University Avenue, and 1365 Stockton Street in San Francisco. Because compassion and love for animals matter, Loving Hut menu is free of any animal ingredients, vegan and organic. The healthy way for you to eat, the healthy way for the planet. Help stop global warming. Eat vegan. Enjoy Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And with the election coming up and the economy going down, express your sentiment on your bumper. Visit GoVeganRadio.com and click on Bumper Sticker. Order yours. It reads, "Eat Republicans, not animals." Remember, this is not a political endorsement, merely a dietary recommendation. And what use are they anyway? These days, maybe that's the best you can expect from a Republican. animal protein. Please support the advertisers of this program. You can see who they are on the webpage at goveganradio.com. Buy their products. Thank them for participating so that we can buy the airtime so that there can be a voice for animals in lamestream media. As we close out National Primate Liberation Week, we remember that there are approximately 120,000 primates currently imprisoned in U.S. labs, an increase of 24% in the last 10 years. Funding for primate experiments reached $1.6 billion in 2004. So we are spending billions, more money going down the drain, you know, billions coming to the University of California. 93% of NIH funding is, National Institutes for Health, are not relevant to the diseases killing humans, heart disease, cancer, etc. And speaking of the University of Cruelty and Scientific Fraud, UCSF, of the 900 animals imprisoned there, more than 200 are primates. At least three research projects at UCSF deprive primates of water for as much as 22 hours per day, 5 days a week. These primates are confined, restrained, and have data recording cylinders bolted to their skulls. And the data is reading from coils in their eyes. How scientific. What a waste of money. Our good friend Kenneth G. Williams has made Team USA Natural Olympia 2008. So cheer him on Saturday, November 8th at the Marriott San Francisco Airport, 1800 Old Bayshore Highway in Burlingame. The main show is 3 p.m., you can Google the International Natural Bodybuilding Association, or go to naturalbodybuilding.com. And Kenneth will be on the show prior to the event, a good friend and champion bodybuilder, former pro football player. And definitely go cheer him on Saturday, November 8th at the Marriott SF Airport. I want to extend my congratulations to the San Francisco Vegetarian Society for its 40th anniversary and for its 9th World Vegetarian Day celebration. The proclamation from the City and County of San Francisco reads, whereas the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, made up entirely of volunteers, is celebrating its 40th anniversary, educating the public on the health, ecological, spiritual, and compassionate nature of a plant-based diet, and whereas a plant-based diet is truly a green diet that reduces the serious ecological problems involved in livestock production, including fossil fuel consumption that is used in the transporting of animal feed and also of the animal from feedlots to slaughterhouses and to supermarkets, and whereas the consumption of livestock utilizes vanishing water supplies, depletes our precious topsoil, pollutes our water with waste containing Salmonella, E. coli, and antibiotic substances, pollutes our air with ozone-destroying methane and causes destruction of rainforests and wildlife habitat, and whereas a plant-based vegan green diet promotes good health and counteracts obesity, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and other degenerative diseases commonly reflected in this nation's population, now therefore be it resolved that I, Gavin Newsom, mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, do hereby proclaim October 4th and 5th, 2008 as World Veg Festival Weekend in San Francisco. Congratulations, a major city made such a proclamation. Thank you, Gavin Newsom. We appreciate that. And thank you, Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, and all the wonderful volunteers. Visit sfvs.org, sfvs.org. And for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, visit goveganradio.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food. GoveganRadio.com.
It is Go Vegan Radio. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We do have to pay for the airtime on our roster of radio stations. And, remember, you may have lost half your value on your stocks, and you probably wish you would have sent those millions, to Go Vegan Radio before. Well, before your stocks go down, another 50%, send that money over. We'll just give it to the radio stations, and we will continue to attempt to save the world with Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And the website is goveganradio.com. You can donate online there or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and send it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Well, I don't know if you've heard of this race, the Iditarod. It's the annual sled dog race in Alaska, where dogs are forced to run over 1,000 miles, about 1,150 miles. Takes them 8 to 16 days in Arctic blizzard conditions. It's a race from Anchorage to Nome, which is the same distance as Seattle to Los Angeles. So this is a major event in Alaska. It involves animal cruelty. Is it possible that Sarah Palin and Alaska's first family, the family that slays together, stays together, have their footprints all over this? Was that Sarah Palin screaming, Iditarod, Iditarod? Or was she yelling, Iditatod, Iditatod? Anyway, on today's program, we will talk to Marjorie Glickman. She's the director of the Sled Dog Action Coalition. And Marjorie, welcome back to the show. You were on years ago. It seems like an eternity ago when America was still America. But can you tell us what is wrong with the Iditarod? What's wrong with the race?
There are many things wrong with the race. At least 136 dogs have died in the Iditarod. And I say at least because there's no accounting for how many dogs died in the race's early years. The Iditarod did not keep an accounting. We also don't know how many dogs die in training or after the race every year. In addition to the dog deaths, many other terrible things happen to dogs during the race. 81% of the dogs finish the race with lung damage. 61% finish the race with ulcers or ulcerations.
It's a very grueling race. I mean, we're talking about the distance from Seattle to Los Angeles. So, I mean, that's in horrible conditions. So,
exactly. And it's over a grueling terrain. It's often the case that the winds, that the dogs endure terrible cold. The winds can be hurricane force winds at times. So the wind chill factors can get down to be 40 below. Very harsh. Sometimes the dogs are forced to run in the heat, and that's also very difficult for them.
It's hot in Alaska in March?
It can be. Mm-hmm. And warm for them is above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. But that can happen. The terrain is also grueling because there are holes in the ground, there's glare ice, the sheets of ice that the dogs can easily fall through.
So there are injuries and deaths along the way.
Exactly. Broken bones, ruptured discs, sprains, torn ligaments and tendons, paralysis.
Behind the scenes also, there's inherent cruelty in the breeding process, too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. The mushers breed huge numbers of dogs to get a handful of good racers. One Iditarod champ said that she bred 300 dogs to get 5 good racers. And remember that every dog is a mouth to feed, so these mushers kill the dogs that they don't want for any reason.
So that sounds like 295 dogs killed to have 5 racing dogs?
Yes, exactly. And normally they're killed with a shot to the head, but in some cases, mushers don't even want to spend the money on a bullet. And in that case, At times they will drown the dogs, club the dogs to death. I've heard instances of dogs being dragged to death.
And the mushers, musher is the, what's a musher?
A musher is, I would call a sled dog driver. They are the ones who normally sit on their sled while the dogs race. Sometimes they do stand, but most often they sit, and they've been known to lie down on their sled. They rope themselves in so they don't fall off while the dogs are racing.
What about the debarking process? Are they debarked also? Is that...
Well, that can happen. You see, the mushers have huge numbers of dogs. Some kennels have 100, 200 dogs, and the mushers decide that they don't want to hear all that barking. And so the dogs are debarked.
And that is mutilation?
Absolutely. And the dogs suffer psychologically from it, too, because it's unnatural for them.
And I also see it hinders their breathing.
Yes. When they're, especially when they're racing.
Well, this sounds cruel enough for, perhaps involvement by the governor of Alaska, who, by the way, this is Wolf Awareness Week, and we should be aware that she is the one who supported aerial shooting of wolves, bringing in a bounty so that she can go out and shoot moose. There you have Sarah Palin. Is there an involvement with the Palins and the Iditarod?
Her father-in-law, Jim Palin, is on the Iditarod's board of directors. That's Todd's father, is a member of the board of directors. And in addition, Todd and Sarah Palin are very good friends with Iditarod champ Martin Boozer. And Martin Boozer has been introducing Palin at rallies in New Hampshire, Maine, Virginia, and Iowa.
And who was he again? You said Martin Boozer?
Boozer, B-U-S-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, no one says that one of Boozer's dogs died in the race, and that one time he participated while taking massive doses of pain medication. This was right after he had chopped off part of his finger in an accident. But by giving Boozer this role of as being the one who introduces Palin, Palin's promoting him in the race. Because I'm sure that there are people who attend these rallies who have never heard of Martin Boozer and have never heard of the Iditarod. And I think that it's very troubling that... she has this deep connection with the Iditarod. We already know that Todd Palin is the shadow governor of Alaska, that he attends closed cabinet meetings, he shares government emails, etc., and he makes decisions, and we all know about Troopergate and his behavior in that case. And I think all of us should worry about the Iditarod's influence if Palin becomes vice president or president for that matter. I mean, look, the Defense Department is already paying Dr. Michael Davis to study Iditarod dogs, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone pulled strings to get Davis Defense Department money. And so it's likely that corporations and organizations would support the Iditarod to gain favor with Palin if she and McCain win in November.
And the Iditarod is getting Defense Department money?
Yes, it is getting defense. It's this, not the Iditarod, but the a vet who does nothing but study Iditarod dogs is getting Defense Department money. And this vet... never takes a stand against the cruelties of the race or how the dogs suffer.
Defense Department money going to study dog racing, which doesn't really make much sense to me unless Unless you think, well, maybe that's Sarah Palin, commander-in-chief, her strategy, you know. She says possibly so with a war with Russia, and maybe that's her that will be her approach to attack, with mushers on sleds led by husband Todd in his snowmobile. And we're talking to Marjorie Glickman. She's the director of the Sled Dog Action Coalition. We have to take a break, but Marjorie, stay with us, and we have a few more topics to cover regarding the very cruel Iditarod. Oh, is there a website people can visit to?
Everyone, please go to helpsleddogs.org. That's the Sled Dog Action Coalition website,
helpsleddogs.org. We will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty. Exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan, Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake, voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo, and PETA Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now? No cow? Yummy, high-protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. Did you know that the Dalai Lama says his religion is compassion, or that the supermodel Petra has a super healing body? How about that Paul McCartney still can't read music and Brigitte Bardot has a bedroom full of mice? You'll find those tidbits and more in my new book, One Can Make a Difference. I've compiled more than 50 essays written by very interesting individuals. Some you know, like Kevin Bacon, Oliver Stone, Martina Navratilova, and Moby, while others are so-called ordinary people, armed only with their convictions, but who changed the world. This book is perfect for anyone who doesn't simply want to die with the most toys, but look back on their life and be happy at what they've accomplished. It is motivating, inspiring, and interesting, and at times funny and heartbreaking. Order One Can Make a Difference from petacatalog.org or your local bookstore. You'll be the happier for it.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veggienaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
It is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden for archives and podcasts. And to make a donation online, visit goveganradio.com. We are talking today to Marjorie Glickman. She's the director of the Sled Dog Action Coalition, and we're talking about a very cruel race that happens annually in Alaska. And if you talk animal cruelty in Alaska, you're probably talking Sarah Palin, the Palin family. And just before the break, we had the revelation that, and you wonder why the U.S. economy is in the tank. There's actually Defense Department money going to Alaska to a Dr. Davis to study Iditarod dogs. So what's this about, Marjorie?
Dr. Davis's premise is that dogs become robotic-like while they're running in the Iditarod. And so he is claiming to the Defense Department that he's studying what makes the dogs robotic-like so that this can be applied to our troops. So that our troops will run around war zones with peak efficiency.
You know,
says days on end without stopping.
Yeah, I thought my guess before the break of, you know, this was Sarah Palin's military strategy to invade Russia on you know, with sled dogs and sleds. This is kind of more ridiculous than my hypothesis, my premise. Dogs, of course, aren't robots, and they want to extrapolate the information and make the soldiers like the dogs. Then the soldiers are going to have to get two more legs and a tail, or okay, it's too bizarre. Okay, so and Sarah Palin supported this the Iditarod. She said she cut unnecessary spending in Wasilla, but she spent money promoting the Iditarod, right?
Yes. She claims that when she was mayor of Wasilla that she eliminated all unnecessary spending. But during all the years that she was mayor, that city sponsored the Iditarod.
She also spent state money to support the aerial killing of wolves.
That's correct.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw recently said some supporting words of the Iditarod, so bad on him.
Yes, bad on him, definitely. He told the New York Times that he was the only one in the business who had ever had Susan Butcher as a house guest. Susan Butcher was a winning Iditarod dog musher. What he doesn't tell people is that several of Butcher's dogs died in the Iditarod in her effort to gain fame and fortune. One of the dogs used by her died from exertional myopathy, otherwise known as sudden death syndrome. Another dog used by her dropped dead from internal hemorrhaging, and several others were injured and killed by a moose. And the reality is that people who love their dogs don't make them run in the Iditarod.
Well, she's a big...
In the kennels, she kept the dogs living on short chains. Bob, you might be interested to know that her husband, David Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N, recently was a character witness for Ted Stevens in the Ted Stevens corruption case that's being tried in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so it seems to all run in the family up there. Plus, there's now Sarah Palin signed a bill proclaiming the first Saturday of every March Susan Butcher Day to promote the Iditarod. We have maybe a minute left. Marjorie Glickman, the director of the Sled Dog Action Coalition. What about the Discovery series?
The Discovery Channel has a series, I believe it's an 8-part series, and they're acting as the Iditarod's public relations agent. This series are not documentaries. It's hype. The first one was aired yesterday, and it made it sound as if the mushers cared more about the dogs than they do themselves, which is totally false. Because, as I said before, anyone who cares about his or her dogs does not put the dogs at risk by running them in the Iditarod.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Marjorie Glickman, for the insight into what goes on in Alaska with the very cruel Iditarod and the connection with Sarah Palin, Todd Palin, the Palin family. And there's just no end to the joy they seem to take in animal exploitation.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Okay. Oh, your website again?
HelpSledDogs.org.
HelpSledDogs.org. Thank you, Marjorie Glickman. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I also want to tell you, before I travel to any protest against Sarah Palin's cruelty to animals, I visit HappyCow.net. Let's say I'm visiting Alaska to protest the Iditarod. You know, no moose burgers for me. I visit HappyCow.net, and I see 9 listings in Alaska for vegan-friendly restaurants and health food stores. So, and then let's say, well, I'm already in Alaska. I may as well snowshoe it to Sarah Palin's neighbor and invade Russia, huh? Well, if I want to go to Russia, I look at happycow.net. I see 18 listings, twice as many as Alaska. Anyway, you get the idea. For closer to home, there are 95 listings in Arizona, 136 listings in the state of Washington, and 784 listings in California. Thousands of vegan-friendly food choices for you worldwide on the guide. Lots of interesting features there, too. So go to happycow.net. And go to GoVeganRadio.com to make a tax-deductible donation to support this show. Remember, we added on Phoenix, KPHX, and the Nova M Network. We're on in Phoenix and Los Angeles, K-Talk, and in San Francisco on Green 960, and KPTK in Seattle. It's expensive. Free speech is expensive. I need you to support this show with a tax-deductible donation. Please?
Experiment on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
Peace begins with your plate. Your vegan plate. Vegan Plate Restaurant. 11943 Ventura Boulevard, just east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City. At Radford, next to CBS Studios. Vegan Plate Restaurant. International cuisine. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, wraps, burgers, desserts, lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant, Studio City. Free delivery. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 818-506-9015. 11943 Ventura Boulevard. Vegan Plate Restaurant.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Berea locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
It is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And please, let's get involved with something new that's happening. Let's get involved with Vegan Earth Day, June 21st, 2009. Join concerned citizens around the earth in the effort to save the earth. Please go vegan on June 21st, 09, at least for a day, but preferably for 30 days to start feeling the benefits. Ideally, you would do it for the 8 years necessary to cycle methane out of the atmosphere so that we can reverse global warming. So please get involved with that. There's a website, veganearthday.org. Get involved. Perhaps you can create an event that day, feed the homeless vegan food, or have a vegan food tasting at a media outlet, or put on a vegan music festival. So let's get involved with that. Email info@veganearthday.org to say how you plan on being involved. And maybe Dennis Kucinich next week. I apologize this week. Very busy congressperson. So possibility that we will have him next week. That's what his peeps tell me. So thanks for listening, and please support this show. We just spent thousands of dollars. I need your help. Make a donation at goveganradio.com.